The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for the Green Scene, and I'm joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We have two topics. One is food waste. You sent me some figures, and it is utterly shocking how much food is thrown away.
It is, Pat, and I thought it was a good time to talk about it. Tomorrow is the International Awareness Day of Food Loss, and as you say, it's staggering. A new report just came out by a charity called Feedback UK that looks at food waste, and what they've revealed is that in the EU, we're actually now wasting more food than we're importing. So we import about 153 million tonnes of food. And of course, the other side of this is that's responsible for at least 6%, but maybe up to about 10% of the greenhouse gases that we're emitting.
Now, one of the questions we all have to ask is, how is it wasted? We've all thrown out a head of lettuce that has gone off before we got round to using it all. But some of this comes about because crops are literally not taken out of the ground.
That's right. And in fact, that's not an area that's very well counted. But this idea of on-farm waste where produce is simply not harvested, or we've all heard about the kind of wonky veg that doesn't make it to the supermarket because people don't want it. So the Commission are asking all member states. Member states have committed under the Sustainable Development Goals to cut food waste in half by 2030. All member states are way off target on this. So the Commission has asked for new reports. They should be published later this year. But there's no doubt that we really need, you know, it's a very good place to give attention to as we face into all the various different issues around biodiversity and climate. You know, this is a place where we actually can make some positive changes. And I think possibly it's a place where science can help us as well.
Yeah, and we'll talk about one of the Irish scientific solutions that's on offer. But I just wanted to briefly mention best befores, because I'm not a great believer in the best before. I do the sniff test. If it smells good, probably tis good.
And I think the supermarkets are now catching up with you, Pat, because we are seeing that. We're seeing that best before dates is responsible for huge amounts of perfectly good food being thrown away. So we're seeing some of the UK and Irish retailers now just getting rid of those dates. And as you say, encouraging people to understand the sniff test and looking at food and making sure it's okay to eat.
Now, tell me about an Irish solution to one of the food waste problems.
Well, I mean, we will see now a lot of people are trying to cut the plastic packaging on their food, but this brings its own problems because that compostable packaging doesn't actually keep food as fresh. You know, when we get the cucumber that's tightly sealed inside cling film, it actually keeps that cucumber very fresh. So a team of researchers being funded by Science Foundation Ireland under the name Leaf No Waste are looking at a very innovative technology to fortify salad leaves with silicon. Now, that sounds quite strange, but actually silicon is very common in nature and plants really like it. It helps their cell walls to become stronger. So the idea is if the plants are fortified and then they're packaged in a very clever compostable packaging, we might be able to have salad leaves on our shelves with Irish technology that will avoid us having to throw out that head of lettuce, which unfortunately we all end up doing.
Okay, so it sounds like you're putting an additive in, but this is a very natural thing, silica.
Exactly.
I mean, sand is silica. Anyway, I want to move on to soil temperature increasing, which might explain more little critters being around than we had maybe 10 years ago.
Well, this is the other side. Food is also probably getting harder to produce. And this is kind of a bellwether study. It's from the US, not from here, but it's looking at the corn earworm, which is the biggest pest of maize. And as soil temperatures warm, these little critters spend the winter in the soil and they need some heat to survive. So that restricts the latitudes that they can exist in. But a new study has shown that, you know, finding out about the life cycle of these creatures and how they manage in different soil temperatures means that we can now predict where they're going to spread. And I mean, research before had predicted that only 2% of global warming would increase the number of insects, enabling them to produce up to destroy up to 50% more wheat. So this is a big issue for all of us. So these new tools looking at the corn earworm will enable farmers to know when these pests are likely to strike. It will help them to target pesticides and things for now. But of course, in the longer term, we need to think about how we're going to deal with what is likely to be more invasive species, more exotic pests. And that's an issue that's on the Department of Agriculture's radar here. They're certainly looking at trying to keep these invasive species out of Ireland.
Yeah, because if they normally perish because of maybe the very cold winters or whatever, but now they don't perish, It means they will be with us for longer and do more damage.
And they can come to areas that they were never in before.
All right. So do we have any early warning of which pests might thrive in a warmer soil temperature in Ireland?
I don't know about Ireland, but I think all of those invasive species, I mean, you'll see anyone that's been to Australia will see how strict they are in terms of bringing in any kind of plant material. And those are the kind of controls we're likely to see here.
Yeah. By the way, there's another element to this. People with suitcases coming back from Australia may find spiders lurking, as one of my friends did.
And, oh,
yeah, in their luggage. So beware. Anyway, Ruth, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.